From the newsroom at news.com.au.
G'day, I'm Andrew Bucklow.
And I'm Lexi Cartwright.
And this is the latest from the newsroom. It's Monday, the 30th of November.
A man who broke his COVID quarantine in Adelaide to go on a three-hour shopping frenzy has sparked an urgent call for hundreds of people to get tested. The infectious shopper went through Adelaide's east and west on November 22, the day SA came out of its three-day lockdown.
People who shopped at the same time as the man have been urged to get tested immediately and to isolate themselves until they return a negative result. You can get more details about which locations the shopper visited at news.com.au.
Overseas now, and US President Donald Trump has given his first interview since the election.
Yeah, Mr. Trump called into Fox News from Camp David and doubled down on claims of election fraud.
We won the election easily. There's no way Joe Biden got 80 million votes. I just said there's no way Joe Biden beat Barack Obama in the black communities of various cities. And then he did very badly compared to Obama in other cities throughout the United States. There's no way it happened.
This
election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
Mr. Trump later accused the FBI and Department of Justice of conspiring to rig the election for Joe Biden.
Still overseas, and police in Argentina have raided the home of footballer Diego Maradona's physician. The doctor is being probed over fears of medical negligence, with police treating the sports star's death as a possible homicide.
The police search was ordered after Maradona's daughters gave statements yesterday and questioned the medication their father was given. Maradona died last week of chronic heart failure.
We'll take a break.
Hey, I'm Felicity Harley and I host Healthy-ish, where we chat to experts, influencers and people in the know from around the globe to arm you with the knowledge to make healthier decisions for your mind, body and soul.
I think if we're going to be focusing on health, like sleep is probably the biggest component of that.
I think sleep is the cornerstone.
Like choose the harder option, because I've never woken up and gone, I regret that run that I went at 4 a.m. I've never done that.
Search for Healthy-ish and Extra Healthy-ish wherever you get your podcasts.
To sport now, and F1 driver Romain Grosjean is lucky to be alive after a horrific crash at the Bahrain Grand Prix. Now, on the first lap, Grosjean's car crashed into the barrier, splitting in half and bursting into a ball of flames. Remarkably, he only suffered light burns to his hands and ankles.
The fact that Romain Grosjean has survived that crash is not only miraculous, but quite frankly, marvellous as well. That is just horrendous.
He's still trapped at that point in the flaming chassis.
The race was eventually won by Lewis Hamilton.
To entertainment now, and the actor who played Darth Vader in the original Star Wars trilogy has died aged 85. Dave Prowse was a weightlifter who won the iconic role due to his imposing physique. Although he wore the black armour, Darth Vader's voice was provided by actor James Earl Jones.
Well, that's it from the newsroom. We'll be back with another update in the Arvo.
Your update from news.com.au.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.